Cozy traditions feel good. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
When you are a part of a negative environment, do your best to close yourself off from that environment, if possible. It's not always possible. It's not always possible. So the key there is to outweigh the negative with positive,
that's
if
good,
possible.
Yeah.
And that doesn't come from putting positive people around you if that's not in your environment, but you can be listening to positive things,
mm-hmm,
right? You can be watching positive things. And if we find ourselves scrolling through social media and all we're seeing is negativity, that's just fueling the environment we're already stuck in that moment.
Right.
So it could be a sermon. It could be whatever it is that you feel will be uplifting for
right,
you.
Right.
That's what we had to do for a minute. Because I often say things like, my mentor said this, or, you know, I was guided by this person. They said this. Well, I was guided because of the book I read by Miles Monroe, right? Or, you know, Jim Rohn. So it wasn't like they called me and said, Darnell, let me tell you this, right? But I felt like they were helping to navigate me through this situation because
Absolutely.
That's who I was reading. That's the authors that I was reading their material.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven and family-focused and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hello, everybody out there. Is it Thursday? I don't know, but we are here back in the house of the Self-Talk Experience. I am Tracy Self, and this is my buddy, Darnell Self.
Buddy.
How are you doing today? Yeah, you're my buddy.
I guess
you're my
buddies
confidant.
Too.
You're my friend. You're my hubby. You're everything to me, babe.
Oh, that's so sweet. Hey, everybody. What's up? Welcome to another episode of the Self-Talk Experience, where the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what and even who we attract for ourselves. So welcome to another episode. We're truly excited that you guys have joined us once again. It's been an awesome year so far. And thank you guys for all the likes and the comments and the referrals and shares. Really appreciate that because our mission is to help people to say better things to themselves. And we can't always control what happens to us, but we can certainly control what we do about those things and how we respond to those things. And we just firmly believe that everything happens for us anyway. And so with the proper self-talk, we can adjust how we feel about those situations, thus attracting different things for ourselves.
Perfectly said.
Thank you.
As
I appreciate
usual.
That. Well, hey guys, we have found throughout our journey as entrepreneurs, with our journey of being married for 30 years, been entrepreneurs for about 30 years as well, and raised 4 amazing young adults. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have a bunch of relationships, friendships, so both personal and professional relationships.
Yes.
We build sales teams. And so we've had hundreds of thousands of people that we work with directly and indirectly. And so throughout that experience, we've gained some wisdom.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, which just means we made a bunch of mistakes. That's
exactly
what that means, right? It means we've made a bunch of mistakes. And so we've learned from those mistakes. We've learned from the mistakes of others. And so that's where our wisdom has come from. It doesn't mean that we're perfect. It just means we're always striving for excellence by learning from our past.
Yes, it's so funny because we always have conversations about, I wish I had another chance to raise my children because all the wisdom I have now for my grandchildren, I'm like, I know better. I know so many more things now. So I get to pass it on to them. And I just wish I had another chance to do it all over again sometimes and give them what I have now.
I know.
Like the people we are now and the experiences that we've had and all the trials we've been through and fared through. I just have so much more knowledge and confidence now.
I know. And so it's on one hand, you think of it that way. On the other hand, you think about it this way. Like if we knew everything that we know today, then perhaps our children would not have been shaped by the mistakes they had to make.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because we would have perfected some of the things that we've been much better at today, that we're much better at today. And maybe they would not have been forced to make left turns, right turns in the way that they did and become the wonderful young adults that they are today. So
it's
another way to look at it. I know. I'm just saying.
I just know now it's better to give them things that are fresh than frozen. Sorry.
Hey, guys. So today we want to talk a little bit about leaving things and people in the past.
I know we were talking about that earlier today. We had a really great conversation about that.
Yeah. And we're on location, by the way. We have been traveling a lot. And, well, we always travel a lot, so saying that probably doesn't mean anything.
We're in Dallas, Texas.
Yes. And so we're here in our suite
here.
Shout
out to our families out here, our friends out here in Texas.
What's up, Texas? So it's not always easy to leave things in the past or to leave people in the past. And, you know, I used to...
It's never easy, actually, I don't think.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll talk about that because it could, depending on how you look at it.
Okay.
Because I used to think, man, I'm leaving people behind, and I felt guilty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we continue to excel in one area, man, I'm leaving people behind. You know, no man left behind. And then a mentor of mine said, are you leaving people behind, or are they choosing to stay behind?
Right.
And it hit me, and I'm like, man. And as a leader, you can't turn around and go get people because now you're facing the wrong direction, and they don't know which way to go. We've confused those who were supposed to be guiding and helping to navigate through their situation because we've turned around. So the key is to continue to lead, but reach your hand back. So that way they know, hey, this is the direction I'm following. You lead, and not to turn around. They've got to reach up. And so they reach up, you reach back. Now, you might have to reach back farther than they reach up, and that's okay.
Okay.
Right, you reach back 80%, they reach up 20%, but they have to at least reach up to show that I'm ready to run, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to move, I'm ready to progress. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're stagnant and you become stagnant.
That's true. That's so true. But that's not, how do you even start that process though? You know, like, how do you get yourself to a place where you realize, first you have to realize it, and then you have to be able to make the move yourself.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about earlier today. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're stuck, and you said just because you stop moving doesn't mean the world stops moving around you.
Yeah.
The world's not like, oh, Darnell, you stop moving, so we'll stop moving too. No, everything is going to keep going, but first you have to make the decision to realize, I need to move, and then to actually do it.
Yeah.
So how do you...
That's a good point.
Push.
It's a good point. I think acknowledgement is the first thing. And you're absolutely right. Let's say you stand still today. So all of us, like, stand still. Now, even though you may not be able to feel it, the world is still moving. And so even though you think you're still, you're actually not still. But you're stagnant. Mm. And so, like, even if you say, you know what? I'm not going to do anything different to change my economic status. Even though you don't. Inflation still happens. Milk costs more today than it did 15 years ago. Whether you wanted it to or not, whether you say, I'm not changing how I, you know, how I attract more money or how I get raises and promotion, where I am is fine. Well, it's going to feel like you make less money, not because you do, but because things cost more. Cars cost more, homes cost more, food costs more. So even though you said, you know what, forget that. I reject inflation. I reject food costing more. Well, okay. You can stand still if you want.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm saying. First thing is to acknowledge that progression and movement happens. Like, I hate technology. Well, technology is going to continue to advance. Whether you want it to or not, it's going to continue to advance.
I used to be like that. I'm like, I don't need to learn that stuff.
Yeah. It's like, no doubt, something's beeping. I don't even know what's beeping. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
Yeah,
I think it might be the alarm clock in the other room.
Oh, okay. You go get it and I'll keep talking.
Okay.
All right. See, she'll be back. All right. So this is what happens when you're on location somewhere. So the key is this, realize that you know and I know that if you decide that you're not going to change, it doesn't stop change from happening, right? The only constant thing about change is change. Like, change stays constant. It means it's always going to happen. This change will always happen. Like, you can't stop it whether you want it to or not. And that happened to me when I started to accept acknowledgement. And by the way, anything you ever want to change in your life, like, hey, I want to stop smoking. Hey, I want to be smarter. Hey, I want to, you know, to dive into new relationships or put myself out there. First is to acknowledge that you want that change. Like, I acknowledge that I'm not satisfied where I am. I acknowledge that I want more out of life. Acknowledgement, that's what you said. That's step one. Because you said, how do you do it? First, acknowledgement.
Right. But sometimes even after you acknowledge it, we know what we're supposed to do, but either we don't want to do it or we don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And those are two big things, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're in a position where you know you need to make a change or you know you need to do something different, sometimes it's like, but I don't know how. I don't know what to do. And if you don't feel like you have the resources or the person to help you out, what do you do?
Yeah. I mean, well, so do you not feel like that or you're not motivated to discover it?
That's a good question.
Right. And so that's the first point. So I just refuse to believe that people who desire more think that there isn't information out there to help them to gain more. They may not have the motivation to seek it out. It's like, I don't feel like reading. I don't feel like watching this YouTube. I don't feel like watching the podcast or listening to the podcast. It's not like folks couldn't watch or listen to this podcast. They're choosing not to. Now, the only thing is that they're not aware that it exists. Mm-hmm. I get that. Mm-hmm. So now it's a research. It's like, hey, how do I find you? You talk to people. Hey, do you ever feel this way? You know, anything you can recommend? Oh my gosh, it's a book. Oh my gosh, it's a therapist. Oh my God, right? That's a possibility.
So after you acknowledge it, you still have to have the gumption or the wherewithal to want to push past that and figure out how to make it better.
Yeah, so once you acknowledge, you have to seek.
Yes, okay.
Right?
Acknowledge, seek.
Yep, you got to seek. If you're not seeking, how do you find? It's like playing hide and go seek, and the person's counting, and they never seek. You're not going to find a person. Well, maybe if they're right there in sight, you know what I mean? They're like, 3, 2, 1, and you never move. You're never going to find that person.
Yeah.
So how do you find this new version of you and you're not even seeking, right? This is me. I'm talking about me right now. These are mistakes that we made, right? So we're talking about leaving people behind. Yeah. And what we're saying is that you're going to have to move. And when you move and others in your space right now don't move, it feels like you're leaving them behind.
Well,
people, things,
you
season.
Are. If they're not moving, you actually are leaving them behind.
If you keep moving. This is the key. If you keep moving, most folks who start moving feel so uncomfortable because they're in their comfort zone. The people who are typically inside of that comfort zone who don't move make you feel like, am I crazy? Am I doing something wrong?
Because you feel like you're the only one.
Right, you're the oddball.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where most folks stop pushing. It's like, yeah, no one makes it. No one makes it to the NFL. No one makes it as an entrepreneur and successful in that. No one as a singer makes it. No one as an author makes it that big. No one, right? So because no one around them is doing that, they feel like maybe they're crazy for thinking it.
Right.
But if everyone around them was moving with them, like we're all writing, we're all singing, we're all moving, we're all succeeding. I'm telling you, this is my life.
So you feel like, well, maybe I can do that too.
Exactly right.
Everybody I'm around is doing it.
Right.
And they can help you feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
Being on that path, right?
Yep. So four things. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
Four things that I thought about helped me and helped us together move, even when, in some cases, not everybody who we were around at each of those levels were moving at the same time or at the same pace.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are moving, but not at the same pace. So it feels like you're still leaving them behind. And you're really not. This is what I'm going to get to, right? Because we have friends that, let's talk about our personal life. We have friends that we hang out with who don't have the same dreams, who don't have the same pursuits as us. And we still love them the same. They love us the same. They cheer us on like it was them getting to their next level. And we cheer them on when they're getting to their next level in their pursuits.
Right. It doesn't have to align exactly.
Exactly. And that's what I want people to say. Like, that's what I want people to see. Just because we're entrepreneurs doesn't mean that we have to hang out with all entrepreneurs. Or just because we've got a goal to make, you know, whatever amount of income doesn't mean everybody has to have the same goal to make that same amount of income. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying there's movement, not the person sitting still and you're moving. That's going to be a little awkward when I talk about the four things.
Okay.
So people can still move and they can even move at a different pace as long as these four things are happening.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Okay. I know you're going to add some color to this. So number one, here's how you know that either one, you need to leave some folks behind or leave this environment behind, or two, acknowledge that this is okay with me.
Mm.
Okay? So when I go to these four, you have to ask yourself, oh, I'm actually okay with that. Or, I'm actually not okay with that.
Okay.
So you can tell me where you are. Number one, stagnation.
Stagnation.
Number one out of the four, stagnation. That means no growth.
At all?
No. You can't grow if you're stagnant. They don't go together.
Okay.
I know you knew that. You were just trying to be funny.
Gosh.
So that means no growth.
Wow.
Like, it is what it is. You know these folks. They say things like, sorry, I hit you up. She said, lately I've been hitting people like when I'm laughing. And so I don't mean to. It's been happening. So that's like folks who say, I mean, it is what it is. Oh, you knew what this was when you met me. Like so you're 28 and I met you, you were 22. So you're the same person? You're 38 and no more responsibilities?
Right.
No more growth? No more maturity?
Right.
That's what that says. No growth.
But
this is no vocabulary. This is my point.
They don't want to.
It's called stagnation. This is what we're saying. We're saying the same thing. Right? That means no more increased vocabulary, no more wisdom.
Wow.
Right?
Wow, yeah.
Because if we didn't make mistakes in those 10 years, then you probably didn't learn anything new. Mm-hmm. You didn't try anything new. Mistakes come from typically doing something you haven't done before.
Yeah.
Right? And if you keep doing the same thing, it's not really a mistake. It's just truly intentional. And there are big errors that we like it. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, it was a mistake. No, it wasn't. You just did it 5 times. No, it wasn't. So.
This is you.
Right, this is who you are. This is what I'm talking about. You're stagnant. You're stuck there. You're that person right now. I'm not saying you can't become someone different. I'm not saying I can't become someone different. Trust me, I've been in a circle before, right? We call it cyclical, mm-hmm. right? And you're like, how'd I end up back here again?
Yes.
We've all been, if you're willing to admit it, we've all, in some area of our life, we've been at a place, we ended up at that same place again. We're like, how in the world? I was here 3 years ago. I was here last year. I was here last month. I said no more. And I'm
you
back here again.
And you're back here. And there you are.
You're back. So no growth, guys. That's all it is. That's why we end up there again.
Right.
So stagnation. You like it or you don't. You're like, hey, I'm good with that because growth is scary. This is what folks say, right? But fear isn't of God. So go for it, guys. Go for it.
Yes.
Right? And just say, you know what? I'm going for growth, not stagnation. That's number one. And trust me, you're going to leave some things behind when you go for growth. But you got to ask yourself, am I okay with that? That was number one. Did I hit too hard on that one?
Not at all. Except when you actually hit me. Look,
sorry.
It's fine.
All right, number two. So these are things that help you to say when you take a look in the mirror, man, am I good with this? If not, move. Stagnation, I'm not good with that. I want growth. Move. Number two, negativity and toxic. So negative and toxic.
Hmm.
So this is tough. Because some of the folks who are toxic and negative, some of the environments that are toxic and negative, we don't always define them as negative and toxic when we're used to that environment. That's the alarm again. This is so funny, guys. Just unplug the clock in there in the suite or wherever.
Oh my god.
So
this is toxic.
This is look. What is wrong? Hey, for those who can't see this, because many of you guys listen to this podcast, you have no idea what's happening right now. So we're in one part of the room here in Dallas.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And an alarm or something's going off in the other side of the room, so Tracy's having to get up. So for those who are not watching and listening to it and who are listening to it. But here's a challenge. When we're in a toxic environment, sometimes we don't identify it as toxic because we've gotten used to it. It is the new norm for us. And it just is. And we think every relationship is like that. We think every household is like that. We think every environment is like that. And it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be toxic. And so if it is diminishing who you are, like your happiness, and people starting to say, man, you're not as happy as you used to be.
You're not the same person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that comes from toxicity. Sometimes it comes from an environment that keeps us in a low place. Like in where we refuse to shine. So we start dimming our light little by little by little because we're trying to make someone else feel comfortable in that negative environment. Because someone is intimidated by our shine. So we feel like we have to, right? So this is what happens in toxic and negative. So this self-talk is, hey, look, I deserve more. I know I've been called to be more. And this environment is not helping me to produce that version of me.
But sometimes you're scared. You're scared, you're worried, you're unsure, you're uncertain. And can you be in that type of space and feel like there's no way out or feel like you have nowhere to go? How do you fare through that part of it?
I'm sure. And, right? And look, guys, I'm not a therapist. So that mean that, quite honestly, I would recommend if someone is really feeling like they're in a dark place, like depression type dark place because of their environment, that they would seek professional help so that someone who's been trained to pull people out of a dark place can assist in that situation. That's not us. So this is a self-talk podcast because we've had to shift the things we've said to ourselves mm-hmm. to help pull us out of certain places and environments. And we've worked with a ton of people to help get them to a place where they looked at themselves differently. And they started loving themselves when before they hated themselves, when they started seeing a brighter future before they only saw a dark future. So that's who we are, right? So we share experiences. That's why it's called the self-talk experience. So I don't want to ever pretend or act as if, you know, we're trained professionals in terms
of
being therapists.
Right, that's why I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, so I would say maybe someone would want to seek out that type of help if they feel like, hey, look, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm thinking about harming myself or I'm thinking about, you know what I mean? I'm really depressed. I would highly recommend that. So, but if you feel like your environment is toxic or negative, it may be time to leave that environment. Now, listen, we're not talking about marriages because I don't want anyone to listen to the self-talk podcast or watch the self-talk podcast and they go back and talk to their spouse and say, hey, look, you know, I've been listening to this self-talk experience podcast.
Is that how they talk, babe?
They might when they're ready to roll out and say, look, I just want to say one
oh
thing.
My gosh.
Deuces, right? Don't do that, right? Get some counseling. Let's work that out. But I'm talking about relationships that, you know, you can disassociate with or limit, as we talked about.
We just talked about that.
Limit those associations.
Yes, we did.
And we've had to do that. We've had to limit some associations temporarily as we started to pull ourselves out because it felt like quicksand. And I know the people weren't attempting to do that. I don't think anyone, you know, was like, hey, let me hold Tracy and Darnell back. But I just don't believe there's mediocre energy.
Hmm.
Right, I don't believe in lukewarm energy.
It's either
hot or cold. And if you and I are on a canoe and I'm rowing this way and you're rowing the opposite way, you're like, well, this person in the middle, they're not negative or positive. They don't have a row, so they're not, but they are. They're weight.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? So they're holding me back and they're holding you back. So jump in the water, right? So my point is, either someone's negative or positive. There's no real, well,
sure.
I'm not, you know, when people say, well, I'm not really negative or positive about that situation. Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, so the key is when you are a part of a negative environment, do your best to close yourself off from that environment. If possible, it's not always possible.
It's not always possible.
So the key there is to outweigh the negative with positive.
That's
if
good,
possible.
Yeah.
And that doesn't come from putting positive people around you if that's not in your environment, but you can be listening to positive things, right? You can be watching positive things. And if we find ourselves scrolling through social media and all we're seeing is negativity, that's just fueling the environment we're already stuck in that moment.
Right?
So it could be a sermon. It could be whatever it is that you feel will be uplifting for you.
Right.
That's what we had to do for a minute. Because I often say things like, my mentor said this, or, you know, I was guided by this person. They said this. Well, I was guided because of the book I read by Miles Monroe, right? Or, you know, Jim Rohn. So it wasn't like they called me and said, Darnell, let me tell you this, right? But I felt like they were helping to navigate me through this situation because
absolutely.
That's who I was reading. That's the authors that I was reading their material. So
yep, absolutely.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Am I hitting too hard on the negative and toxic? Because I don't want people to feel like I'm being insensitive or belittling anyone. I know it can be tough depending on your situation. It may be a financial situation where you can't even afford to get out of that environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't ever judge and say, oh, I would never do that. Well, I don't know. I've not been in that situation.
Right. But we're talking about steps, right?
Yeah.
So even if you are at that, you go through these steps and you're at that step, you may be at different steps different amount of times.
Yeah.
Sometimes one person can go through one and two and be at three and get to four.
Yeah.
And someone can be at one for a longer time.
Yep.
So as long as you're in the process,
yeah,
and you movement. Know you're in the process and you're moving and you're not stagnant, that's okay.
So number one, stagnation, you're right. Just keep moving as much as you can, even if there's small steps. Because you look back, you're like, oh my gosh, I used to be like that. And here's how you know. Here's how you know you started to leave some people behind. Because the same people you used to be able to spend an hour on the phone with, it's hard to spend 5 minutes on the phone with. The same environments you used to be able to stay in for an hour, it's hard to stay 5 minutes in that environment. You're like, oh my gosh. But it used to be you. But now it's like, it turns you off. You're like, oh my gosh.
Right.
And so this is how you know you're moving, guys. All I'm saying is keep moving. And they say it's lonely at the top. It's not. It's just a new circle of friends. That's all. New associations. And then if you're really blessed, the other folks will be so attracted who you were around. They'll be like, oh, no.
They'll come.
They're coming. Okay.
Yeah.
So number one was stagnation. Number two was a negative or toxic relationship or an environment causes you to say, hey, I'm either leaving or I'm staying right here.
Yep.
Right. You got to make that choice. It's not always easy. And number three is differing values.
Mm.
Right. So when your core values are different, your beliefs are different, it's hard.
I don't even know how you sustain that.
Yeah. It's hard.
It's going to fall apart.
Yeah. It's hard. Whether it be a job, right? And the supervisor's core values are different than your own values, whether it be relationships. So it could be personal, it could be professional. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to be a part of an environment, a community where people differ in their values.
As much as you want to.
Yeah. Because even if I say it to you and I was like, hey, man, we're going to travel. Now, when we reach these goals, you're like, I don't even like traveling.
Right. That's like, not what I want. I want to buy this. And you say, no, I want to spend that amount of money on a trip for a month. I'm not interested in going away for a month. I want the car.
Yeah. Or worse, I'm talking about things that money will provide for us. And your perspective on money is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So forget buying a car, and because that's just the different things you want to do with the money. It's harder if I'm like, I want to go out and work this hard and sacrifice some of the things temporarily because I want us to have this. And you're like, I don't care about money.
Right.
Like if we stayed right here and lived just where we are right now and never ate out, never, you know, traveled, never, I'm okay with that. I'm like, I want to see the world. And that takes money. And you're like, I don't care about, see, it's not the love of money, but the value, the priorities.
Right. Just to be so vastly different.
Yeah. So that's hard too. Okay. That's hard too,
that's
because
true.
You're talking about one thing in your environment, the people you're hanging around, they're talking about something completely different. And at some point you may have to leave this we're talking about, that environment, or leave those people. And again, it's not mean, guys. You still love them the same. You don't change the love you have for them.
No, not at all.
You see? It's just the priorities are different.
You change how you move.
That's it. And that's not a bad thing. So we have to look at our priorities. And every year, as you all know, because you follow the Self-Talk Experience, we talk about what our next move is.
Yep.
Talk about what our next elevation is. And then we have to set priorities that align with that. What's most important? And if we have friends or personal or professional, it could be professional or personal, and that alignment isn't there, it's going to feel like we're leaving them behind.
Right.
This is what we're saying. And you have to ask yourself, hey, who do I want to connect with? People who are like-minded in terms of their values and their priorities, or people who are not?
And people who bring you peace.
Yeah. So I just...
You don't want to be stressed out.
Well, I just recommend... This is going to bring me to number four. I recommend... If you have lofty goals, like if you want to take quantum leaps, like let's just say you have $40,000 a year and you want to go to $400,000 a year. That's a quantum leap.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like, I'm going to go to $40,000 to $45,000. Then in my experience, you're going to have to align yourself with some folks who also have placed priorities in their life that causes them to make quantum leaps.
Yes.
Right? Like they're going to have to read a lot, grow a lot, become a lot, enter certain rooms of people who have experienced things that they, and other, it could be real estate, it could be anything. They're going to have to find mentors of those who've already accomplished that type of success so they can learn from them. And every area of life, you should have a mentor. And all I'm saying is some folks are like, I don't need a mentor. I don't need to grow that much. And all I'm saying is hard. It's not impossible. It's just harder to get to that type of growth if we're not around folks who have similar values and priorities.
That's so true.
Number four. This one is...
I thought that was four.
Uh-uh. Stagnation, negative and toxic environments. And then you have those who are willing and able to move with you based on their values and their priorities. Oh, that's three.
Okay.
And then those who are willing to support you.
Okay, I got
so
it.
So support is number four.
Okay.
Number four. For those who say, hey, look, I'm really not interested in moving like you move. I'm not interested in going where you're going. And that's completely okay, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Right? But if they're like, I don't even support you doing that, then that's going to require you to move differently.
Mm-hmm.
So support, like people often ask, hey, does Tracy really do the business with you? And I'm like, well, you know, we kind of have our own lane, right? So what I do in our business is something completely different than what Tracy does. And what you do may not even be looked at as a business activity, but it allows us to run our business more successfully because it gives me the bandwidth to do the things I do. So it clears the traffic. You're almost like the police officer in front of me who moves traffic out of the way so I can get to my destination faster, and then we can celebrate at that destination that would have taken me longer to get to if you weren't out front clearing the way. I still would have gotten there, maybe, but certainly not at the pace and not with the stress-free, because I had to worry about stopping and going and cars in the way.
Sure,
and
sure.
So does that make sense? So
that's so sweet. You've never said it that way.
I never thought about it that way until it just came out just now, actually. Just thinking about it.
I get to be a police officer.
Okay. All right. Fair. Please stop her. That's one of our friends who was a police officer.
That's so sweet, babe.
So lack of support, guys, is number four. Lack of support. You're going to feel like I got to move. Like someone who's not saying, go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Go win.
Mm-hmm.
Go work out. If it takes two days right now for you to hit that goal, because I know you want to reach that goal in 2 months, then tell me what I need to do to help you. Tell me what I need to support you. Tell me what I need to do to encourage you. What role can I play to help you to reach that?
That makes such a big difference.
You know what I mean?
Such a big difference.
So yeah. that's you got to ask yourself,
yeah,
am I getting that? And if not, should I be putting myself in an environment where I can get that?
Mm.
And again, guys, we're talking about every relationship except marriage. Marriage is a whole different thing. You're going to have to, that's a whole nother conversation. We actually talked about it with Amari Hughes on one of our episodes a while ago. We have to have him back. So what I'm saying, guys, is that relationship is a little different because—
That's tricky.
Yeah, it's a little tricky because there are a lot of moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you can't just say I'm disassociating with that because that means you got to move out. You know what I mean? That's a little different.
Yeah.
There. Say same thing with your kids. Like, unless you're going to kick them out your house, unless you're like, you know what? I'm tired. I'm kicking them out my house. Then that's different. Maybe if they're adults, you can. But we've talked to folks where their own kids don't support them.
And actually aren't nice about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Own kids don't support them. But yet they stand with them, which
right.
is strange.
Yeah.
So, and that's sad. That hurts my heart. So all I'm saying, guys, is these four things, and there's actually a few more, but these four basic things are things that I want you to really consider. Should I be staying in this space? Should I be limiting this association or completely disassociating just for a period of time? Am I feeling stagnant or am I growing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Am I feeling unhappy because I'm around negativity in a toxic relationships? And do I feel like my values and my priorities don't align with the current people or spaces where I spend the most time?
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you got a job and it's paying your bills, again, that's another thing that's tricky. You can't just like, you know what? I'm not feeling it. They don't align with me. And I'm just walking out. I believe it. I've got faith. And so I walked away from my job. But I'm just saying, be prepared. Because there are some seasons that are tumultuous and can be really hard on a family without finances.
Right.
I'll just leave it there.
Right.
And then if you don't have folks supporting you, that's tough too.
Right.
That's tough too. So you got to ask yourself, you know, maybe I need to choose some different relationships that support me, or have a different conversation with those who are unsupportive and say, I want to tell you how this makes me feel.
And what I need.
And are you willing to say this and do this for me in this season? Because this is what's going to help me to elevate. And by the way, the reason why I want to elevate includes you too.
You said so much today. I didn't even get to talk a lot. You were on a roll.
Oh, sorry.
That was so good.
Thank you. You were guiding me. You helped me to navigate through this.
Because I'm a police officer.
Okay. But these are all things I had to keep saying to myself, guys. This is why it's a self-talk experience. Like, I want you guys to really pay close attention to, you know, what you're saying to yourself about yourself. All right, guys, that's it.
That's good, babe.
All right, guys, listen, it's a pleasure to be here with you all again. It's another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. Remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what and even who we attract for ourselves.
That was amazing. I feel like I didn't get to talk a lot today.
Okay, do you have an
Maybe next time. Yeah, and if you think there's a lot of inflation and milk costs too much, just be like me. Make your own milk.
She does have a milk making machine. All right, guys, see you.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself.